Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The coroner's office has identified the remains of an adult man who was found floating in the surf along the Samoa Peninsula. The body is that of 32-year-old Jason Francis Lovell of Arcata, who was reported missing by his family on January 29th. The cause of death has been determined as drowning, although officials cannot determine how Lovell got into the water initially. Eureka police officers have arrested 23-year-old William Whipple on an attempted murder charge following a stabbing incident at the Bayshore Mall Monday. The victim was taken to the hospital by a friend following the stabbing after having suffered multiple wounds that were nearly fatal. Detectives are searching for a vehicle connected with Whipple, an apparent 80s-era white Lincoln Town Car. This is not Whipple's first run-in with local law enforcement. He was also arrested in 2010 as a suspect in the stabbing death of Trevor Davenport, whose body was found lying under a tree in 2006. And with information about the latest incident, is asked to contact Eureka Police. Authorities made a huge haul of stolen weapons in Garberville. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
Deputies from the sheriff's office investigating a Garberville property connected with 30-year-old Ryan Floyd found a stash of weapons hidden in a cave on the property. More than 100 weapons, including illegal automatic weapons, a World War II-era German machine gun, along with handguns, were found, and it's suspected that many of them are stolen. While conducting the latest search on the 55-acre property, deputies also issued a citation to appear to 33-year-old Deanna McDonald, who was found to be in possession of a loaded 45-caliber semi-automatic, a weapon McDonald is prohibited from possessing. Lieutenant Steve Knight highlighted the work done by deputies searching the scene.
Deputies on this were very tenacious, put in a lot of man hours, and are going to continue to put in a lot of man hours on this. They took the quad runners out, and they kept looking on this property, and one alert officer noticed this cave that was partially covered up, started digging, and sure enough, he found the mother load of weapons.
The investigation into Floyd's activities is ongoing as officers catalog the vehicles, tools, equipment, and weapons, determine which have been stolen, and then begin the work of returning the items to their rightful owners.
Thank you, Dan. Arcata police arrested Riley Gordon Kiesel, a 29-year-old of Mendocino, California. He was detained on suspicion of possession and use of a controlled substance. He fled from officers initially through a downtown alley. He was captured after a brief foot pursuit and arrested for resisting arrest. He was found to be in possession of a loaded .38-caliber Smith & Wesson handgun. He was booked into county jail. More KINS News after this.
Happy Valentine's Day from Captain Zack's Crab House. Live crab, fresh cooked crab, crab meat, or Captain Zack's famous crab cakes. All great choices to satisfy the one you love. Surprise her with hand-picked crab meat. Show him you care with a couple of fresh cooked jumbo crab. What better way to say I love you than with sweet, succulent Dungeness crab from Captain Zack's? We will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday, Valentine's Day. Captain Zack's Crab House is at the north end of McKinleyville on Central Ave. Come on by and see us.
Police made a sweep through a homeless encampment. Stephen Walker has more.
The Eureka Police Department responded to numerous complaints regarding illegal campers in the Greenbelt area west of the Bayshore Mall. They have received an increasing number of calls regarding disturbances in this area. They dispatched their problem-oriented policing unit, and as a result of their efforts, they issued a citation for an outstanding warrant, along with 14 citations for 22 different violations of the Eureka Municipal Code. They also made 2 warrant arrests. If you have information regarding suspected drug activity or other problems in the city of Eureka, please call the Problem-Oriented Police Unit.
Thanks, Steve. The port of Eureka will receive another cruise ship with the expected arrival of the German-based Amadea on the 22nd of February. The 633-foot Amadea is on a cruise that will circumnavigate the globe. After stopping in Eureka, its next port of call will be Seattle. More than 500 passengers and 250 crew members are on board. The ship will dock at the Schneider Dock at the foot of Washington. It's expected to be in port for about 6 hours before moving on. The city will greet the Amadea with a welcoming committee, including the fireboat, the Matticat, the Yacht Club, members of the Wiyot tribe, and of course, the world-famous Crabgrass Band. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.